At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement: change lives. This is Mark Menard here, live in my new studio. I'm so pumped up about this. Thanks again to Mark Grievous, aka The Prophecy, owner of Real Music Records, that helped engineer this entire new studio. I love it. I love it. I love it. We're going to be streaming in guests live. We have the technology now. We're doing the live streaming on Facebook, on video, and of course, all the audio on the podcast. We're able to bring you listeners in live for questions. We have listener questions from other shows. And when you're on the Facebook thread or when you comment through iTunes or anything else, we're able to pick you out and we can bring people in live. You can call in live or video in live onto the show. Or we'll just pick your questions out and answer them. That's right. We're taking it all to the next level. And I want to tell you something important. Stay tuned for next week. I have my man Dan Waldschmidt coming here live to Columbus to be with me in the new studio for a show together in person. I can't tell you any more details. It's a huge surprise. He's the billion-dollar dude, the strategist, author of Edgy Conversations. He's co-hosted with me. He speaks around the world. He's the real deal. That's all I can tell you. Stay tuned for next week's show. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting into something I love. I love it. I love it. This topic is very powerful. I'm calling it the CEOs of the Roundtable. T.D. Jakes, Bishop T.D. Jakes, he's the real deal. I have so much respect for him as a pastor, as a leader, as an entrepreneur, as a New York Times bestselling author. He walks the talk and he lives the sermon. And he was recently talking about what it really takes. Like, he has a round table that he meets with every month, kind of like a mastermind meeting, where he kind of meets with some of the world's most influential people and thought leaders and CEOs. And they're not all just pastors of a church like he is. And that's an important takeaway. Don't get around like-minded people, but they don't have to be exactly in the same field as you. Like, he met with other people that are changing the world in their own way, but they're all very like-minded. They all soar like eagles and they're all going to that next level and they're always pushing the limits and helping each other to push the limits. And so he meets with them every month at that round table, and he calls it the CEO round table. And he started bringing his son along. His son is now a young man, I think in his early 20s. And he would bring him along to these monthly meetings, you know, and everyone was polite to him. And for the most part, he just listened. And every once in a while, when the son spoke up, they acknowledged him, but then they continued onward. And he asked his dad one day, he said, what does it take? Like, I'm not entitled, but what does it take to really earn these guys' respect? And you have to realize these guys, a lot of them, they're in their 40s, 50s, 60s. They've been not only CEOs but thought leaders. They're not any overnight successes because they don't exist. They've been doing this for years and years and years and years and years to get to where they are. And the son said, What can I do for them to get my respect? And T.D. Jakes said, look, I'll tell you exactly what you need to do. And everyone listening that's asking, like, what do I do to become that, to get to that next level, like, so quickly? You're trying to rush that whole process. But he said, I'll tell you what you need to do to get the respect. He said, go out there and don't say a word about it to any of us. Go out there with your bare hands, hunt a lion down, fight it to death and kill it. He said, you come walking back in here in the next meeting. You kick those doors open, bloodied, wounded, with that lion, that dead lion over your shoulder, and slap it down on the table and sit down and don't say a word. And then you'll earn their respect. Whew. When he shared that story, it gave me the chills. It's so true. That analogy that he's using. So many people, they want to become fireproof, but they don't actually want to go through the fire and get burnt along the way to become fireproof. And that's what I try to share with everyone. Don't try to rush becoming that overnight success, because you're not going to be able to handle it if it comes too quickly. It's about who you continue to become along the way. And there's not one successful person that I've met in my life that hasn't gone through their own journey, their own adventure, to where they've had to fight their own battle and get to a point where they've been bloodied, they've been wounded, they've been scarred, and they're able to share those war stories. And no, don't dwell on fighting the big fight. Don't have that chip on your shoulder. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is there's a level of respect that comes through a level of experience that's beyond anything that knowledge can teach. You see, right now we're living in a world where people are overdosing on knowledge. Knowledge is a beautiful thing, don't get me wrong. I love knowledge. It's when I started reading, my life changed after jail. You must understand this. Knowledge alone isn't enough. Knowledge plus experience is what gives you wisdom. Knowledge from reading the manual of how to hunt down a lion, the right places to strike it with your hands, the techniques, the strategies to kill it are one thing, but going out there into the jungle by yourself, into those uncharted territories by yourself, going after that lion by yourself, to where either you die or the lion dies, killing that lion with your bare hands, getting beat down and bloodied, and slamming it down on the table for everyone to see, I did this, takes it to a whole nother level, because fruits speak louder than words. Results speak louder than knowledge itself. And I have a lot of people that have applied even to work for me that have their MBAs that are very intelligent, but they don't have the experience. They haven't killed that lion and they want that instant respect. And they think that they're going to come and school me on how to run a company. And they don't understand that they haven't killed the lion yet. And they have to be open to learn how to do it my way, to work for me and how we've killed lions. You have to have that level of respect. Listen, as my man Pierre says, Pierre Evans, humility comes before honor. And that's what I want to bring this down to. This kid's a millennial and I love it that he's asking the right questions. Because it all starts by asking the right questions. And he wasn't saying, Dad, I'm entitled to their respect. He said, what do I need to do? And I love T.D. Jakes' answer because it wasn't an easy one. And he only gave him an analogy because no one knows the same lion that you have to go out and hunt and kill isn't the same lion that God's put in my heart to go down and hunt. You understand what I'm saying? But you can get to that level where you earn people's respect. But don't dwell on that. Don't dwell just on getting there. Don't dwell on the significance or the status quo of being one of those CEOs at the round table. I guarantee you, as they were going through their own journey, when you're in the trenches, when you're in the jungle, when you're fighting those lions, you don't have time to think about that stuff. That's what I'm telling you. That's why people that are really changing the world and changing lives don't get caught up in gossip and drama, because they honestly don't have time for it. I was talking with my man, Bill Courtwright, who runs our Elevating Beyond Mastermind with me. I love Bill. Bill's like 59 years old and he has more experience than me. Absolutely. He says I remind him of him 20 years ago, which is funny. We always joke about that. And I'm very driven, and so is he, and so was he. But then he's helped teach me how to go beyond the level of, okay, you've killed some lions. You know, that's great. But you don't, and yes, you always have to be prepared to fight that good fight. But also there's another level of really transforming that fear into, and transforming that adversity into adventure. But then there's another level of using that to let go. And I'll have to have my man Bill explain that to you. That takes it to a completely different level of energy, which I'm learning so much more about. And I love it because there's always something new to learn in our life. It never ends. And my man Bill talks so deeply about this. You have to check out his show, Living Right with Bill Courtwright, his new podcast. He has a daily show. I love it. Like today he was talking about the difference, changing your mindset on what you really think fear is. And he dives deeply like into the metaphysics of it all. I mean, get ready for it because he'll challenge you, and I love it. And he used to be the guy that dwelled on fear and lived in fear and lived in that comfort zone of fear and anger. And he still battles it. We're never perfect. But he's learned to overcome so much, and he's learned how through meditation, how just thinking in a different way and learning not to keep thinking about what you're thinking about is a whole other level right there. And that's, it's challenging. Like our thoughts that we dwell on as we're going to these new levels, as we're in this transition, we have billions of thoughts that come through our head. But what we have to learn to realize is, first of all, be aware of them. That's where my life started changing, is being aware that these thoughts are randomly coming in our head and that they're not ours. Like thoughts are just going to bounce around. And so the first thing is awareness. I realize they're not real. Like when a thought comes in your head and just tells you, you're not good enough to do this, or who are you to think, or you're a loser, or you're going to go bankrupt, or you should be afraid, or thinking about that conversation you just had, all the random stuff that goes through our head. You can't dwell on that. And I learned you continue to keep taking action one day, one step at a time, as you're feeling that fear, as you're having all those thoughts, and the action will continue to override them. But on another level of that, what my man Bill's even taught me to do is how you let those thoughts go. That's good or bad, by the way. And I know a lot of you like this can sound confusing, because it is. But I promise you, we're going to share more of it. I'm going to have my man Bill Courtwright on, and we're going to share more of what it really means and how to let go, and how it starts to open up a whole new level of energy in your life. And I'm not talking this cheesy, like the secret thing where you just sit there and let go and meditate and float all day and do nothing. No, no, no. Bill works his butt off. He grinds. But he grinds and he learns how to stay in this place of peace while he does it. It's very phenomenal. He still gets angry. He still gets upset. But he's learned to keep that energy, to let it go the right way, and to use it to his advantage. And he has a deeper understanding, and he's able to step back and just watch his thoughts go by and understand how it's energy and how to release it. And therefore, in return, he has more energy all the time to use the creative mind that God's really given him. And at the deepest level of this, and I'm getting deep, everyone, I understand, but this connects you with God at its deepest level. And I will have my man Bill on, and he'll talk about really unlocking that metaphysical prison. Like, we dive deep into this stuff in our mastermind. We do have like that round table. We have a series of all different types of business owners in our Elevating Beyond mastermind. I love it. All different types, but a lot of them, they're all wanting to do different things. A lot of them are authors, or wanting to become authors and speakers and do shows and do podcasts in addition to running their companies. Like, they're wanting to take their life to that next level. And that's what Bill and I both have done. And that's why we love it. We all come together and we all are in totally different, we run different types of companies. We have one amazing lady who's a CPA. She owns her own financial firm. Another lady owns her own t-shirt company. We had my man Austin before, who started NutriFit, has taken that to a completely new level. We got another guy who's one of the biggest executive coaches out there. But in addition to that, through our mastermind, he's worked together with us and has finished his book that's about to be released. And I'm going to have him on when his book re-releases. We have publishers that intermix with us in our mastermind, and we're able to bring everyone together. And also we're even putting together our speaking events through the mastermind. And it's so cool. We challenge each other. We have the hot seat every Friday, and we challenge each other to really grow. And that includes myself. I get put on the hot seat too. So like a few things I want to just tie up here from what I started back before I got into this little metaphysical journey. Bill, if you're listening, you've got me thinking a lot about the metaphysics. I love it, my man. I love it. It challenges me. But you have to surround yourself with people who challenge you. And also at whatever level you're at in life, like T.D. Jakes' son, he's 19, 20 maybe. You see, he still goes to those monthly roundtable meetings, but he knows when to kind of be quiet and when to listen and absorb that wisdom. But I bet you he runs some meetings with people that are around his age and stuff and like-minded, and he probably is the head of those roundtables. And so he's leading and learning, teaching and learning. See, you're never too young or old to teach or to learn. But you have to understand this. Don't look for those quick shortcuts. Don't look for them. Like you've heard it before, something's too good to be true. It's too good to be true. I talk about it all the time. The tortoise and the hare. You've seen the drawings of it in my book, The Story of You. Every time you read the book, The Tortoise and the Hare, it's the best analogy for success ever. Every time you read it, the story ends the same way. The tortoise always wins the race through grit, determination, perseverance, over time. You guys, you're all wanting to rush it, and I get it. I understand that. I want to rush things. I want them to come quickly too all the time. But you have to understand, it is a process. You have to go out there and you have to fight the lion. And also, I can't kill your lion for you. You have to understand that. I can inspire you. I can encourage you. I can give you the how. I can have guests share their stories and teach you the how. But we can't apply it for you. And also, I believe in you. I believe in me. God believes in you. But I can't believe in you for you. Only you can believe in yourself. Only you can believe in yourself. And this is so important because too many people today get this twisted, especially Christians. I see this so much. There's two different types of pride. There's the good type of pride where you have confidence and belief in yourself and you want to use it to help others, but with no ego involved. But then there's the other type of pride that's fear-based and it's built off ego. And it's all about false reputation over character. And it's all about getting up there on the pedestal, and it's about titles and all the other crap that doesn't matter. But at the core of it, it's not about killing the lion. It's not about your why. And there's a lot of people sometimes, I see this too much in the institutions, and Bill and I were just talking about it. Bill made a great point. Both hardcore atheists that suffer from pride and ego and Christians that suffer from pride and ego, they're at the same level of energy where they're dwelling off that pride. And if you look at them, they're always argumentative and judgmental. And I think those are some of the most hypocritical people. If you don't believe me, look at who Jesus went after first when he came. He didn't go after the robbers and the murderers and the thieves. He went after those prideful people that were like the leaders of the churches who were hypocrites and were judging everyone. And he shut them down quickly. Like he said, this murderer is going to go to heaven, but you're not. Like you better listen to what he's saying there. At the core of all that, what I'm trying to tell you is, if you believe in God, I know a lot of us here, we're Christians listening to this show, we're entrepreneurs, you guys are world changers, you're influencers. And the thing is, if you believe in God, if you believe in Jesus, then that means you've accepted him in your heart. And he says, I haven't given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and self-discipline. So when you tell me, I don't think I can do this, I don't believe in myself, guess what? That's like saying, I don't believe you're putting your own limitations on God. That's like slapping him in the face. He died to give you this unlimited, unbelievable power. But when you say, I don't believe, I've accepted him in my heart, but I don't believe in myself. I don't believe I can do it. That's like the whole reason he died was to give us that power when we accept him in. And it's not about you anymore, because when you accept him, it's a transformation that takes place, because the old you dies and you continue to transform as Jesus is in your heart into his spirit. And so you're not believing necessarily in you anymore. You're believing in the new you, which is the spirit of Jesus that's in you, that's unstoppable. So when you say, I don't believe in myself, but you have Jesus in your heart, you've got it twisted. And that's a shame. That's, you have a responsibility to everyone else on earth to walk the talk and to say, I do believe in myself. I will do this. Yes, I'm scared, but I've got the power of Jesus in me, and I can do all things through Christ. And that means I believe in me. But I can't believe in you for you. That's my point right there. A lot of people, you want this advice and you're waiting for the perfect answer and the perfect strategy. And the truth is, it's different for everyone and it gets messy along the journey. But that's part of the adventure. And that's what makes you have that level of respect. Because yes, you get scarred up, but you throw that lion down and then you believe that you can do it. And then you can go on and continue to do other things. And then you can sit at that round table with honor. But humility comes before honor. And when you get at that round table, you better believe it. You better always be humble. You need to be confident and humble. They coincide. You have to be confident and humble. And then as an entrepreneur, you have to become a leader and a serving leader at that. So you have to learn to serve others. You have to always be challenging yourself and get yourself around others. That's what I was saying, that challenge you to grow. That's why I talk about a mastermind or going to events. It's so important. I've spent a lot of money going to Dave Ramsey's Entree Leadership events. I've even sent my team members to him. We put on our own events. It doesn't have to be mine. Whatever it is you go to, it's so important. Listen to me. So everyone right now listening to this, that's been a part of Elevating Beyond, whether you're a first-time listener or you've been listening over the past 2 years, I'm honored as we've crossed millions of downloads over 55 different countries. I'm thankful. And that's where I say God is orchestrating, when you keep going out of your comfort zone and you keep getting yourself around those who challenge you to grow. That's what helped me and continues to help me get to where I am. Check out our mastermind. I dare you, if you want to, because you have to apply. We're very selective. But I love you and so many of you listeners. You would be phenomenal. Check it out. We have the link right here in iTunes and the show notes. And check out our event. I'm not trying to do some super stupid sale on you. I don't sell anything that I don't honestly believe in. I don't. And we've put together this event for the first time. Elevating Beyond has put together our very first live event. And it's our biggest one ever. 1,500 people in Boston. And I've brought together the best of the best. Those who have fought in the trenches. Those around my round table that have killed those lions. And they have the scars to prove it. I'm talking my man Dan Waldschmidt, the billion-dollar strategist, best-selling author of Edgy Conversations. They called him Boy Wonder at age 26 when he had made something like $50 million. Then he was on the verge of suicide because he was messing up other areas of his life. And he was working so much, his wife was having an affair because he thought it was all about the money. So then he learned how to chase that significant success. He learned how to win his wife back. They have beautiful children now. They've reconciled their marriage. He still goes through ups and downs, but he's learned to discover the significance of all areas of life for success, that it's not just about money, but he continues to be very financially successful. But also he realizes the importance of his family, of his community, of his faith, and of changing lives. He's one of the best speakers that I've had the honor to know. He's very high paid. I mean, his regular fee is like $25,000 to $30,000 per event. I've been honored to spend a lot of time with him. He's one of our speakers there that we have time at this event in Boston, Unlock Your Potential. He's one that we locked in. I'm excited. He's going to get up there and he's going to share some serious real talk with everyone. And then we're going to have book signings. We have VIP tickets where people can spend time with all of us speakers behind the scenes. You get to sit with us at the round table after the show privately. We only have a limited amount of those. Actually, those are going fast. And mostly for other countries, because we have people already traveling in from other states. We're making this available, especially like to the UK, any other country. But we have some phenomenal listeners in the UK and Australia and New Zealand and Spain. I don't want to leave anyone out because we have listeners from all over the world, but we made live stream tickets available for that. And we have a whole new type of live streaming experience available just for you. You can get the tickets if you go to our link. We also have my man, Greg Walker, aka the Big Dreamer, speaking at this event. You've heard him on this show before. His book hit the number one bestseller. He's gone through more adversity than almost any guest I've ever had on Elevating Beyond and overcame the odds. Ended up being mentored by Dave Thomas, the founder of Wendy's, and then ended up growing one of the largest Subway franchises. But he was terrified to ever speak because his dad held a gun on him and told him if he talked when he was younger, he would shoot him. His story will blow your mind. But he didn't give up. He's speaking all over the world now. He just won to go to the internationals for Toastmasters. And he's going to Canada for the finals. The other person from Columbus that's won that is our man Les Brown, who's a good friend of Greg Walker, who Greg Walker actually introduced me to. I had the honor to have lunch with him. But Greg's going to be speaking there, and I don't bring anyone that doesn't have the scars to prove it. You see, we don't just speak a bunch of bull crap. We believe in the motivational part. We even have music involved and all the lights. It's going to kick some, you know what. But we believe in the importance that you have to have the experience to share the how. And Dan and Greg share the how. And then I'm getting up there. Yours truly, Mark Menard. That's right. That's right, I'm going to be sharing the how, diving so deep into the levels of fear and the transition people don't really talk about of the in-between, going in between the levels, how to get through it, how to overcome that mindset, how to battle that isolation that you go through, how to conquer, and when you're feeling so divided and you're growing your team, how to unify them. I've done it with my team. We have 20 team members on DreamShine. We've been able to unify and grow our culture better than ever over the years. But I'm going to dive into the how and the mindset and the fear that I battled from jail to where I am now. We're going to get really, really deep into it. And we're going to be performing some live stuff. And we're doing a special live podcast at the end of the event, where they're all going to sit up on stage. I'm going to be interviewing them all live and intertwining you all from the audience into the experience that's going to be broadcasted live on Elevating Beyond and live stream. It's going to change the game. And the venue we have, the Royale in Boston, is one of the most amazing places I've ever seen for an event. It's normally like a nightclub, but we got the whole place rented out just for us. So we have all the lighting in the sections, and you have like different couches. They have a restaurant there. It's incredible. Like, you have to look up, check out the link here. It's on the show notes. I'm sharing it on Facebook. You can go to our elevatingbeyond.com, check out the events. It's the one right there under live events, and you'll see it. Click on the Royale at Boston. It will blow you away. And we're pumped up. I have my man Fernando Salto speaking there. Look, a lot of you might not know about his story. I haven't had him yet, but he's been connected with me for the past 2 years. He helped guide me through my entire book of writing the story of you. And he dropped out of school in 10th grade. He was a janitor. They counted him out. He counted himself out. Then he started growing his mindset. Then he learned to become a manager, then an administrator. Then he ended up opening his own janitorial company, then multiple janitorial companies. Now he's combined to own some of the most influential, because he does it in a different way, the way he's developed his culture with his companies in Boston, serving some of the most high-end clients. And he even was a franchise at one time, but then he became an author and a publisher and opened up a publishing company. He dropped out of school in 10th grade. Don't tell me you can't do it. His story is phenomenal, and he's all about strategically sharing the how and changing lives. This event is going to be phenomenal. People are already asking, when are we coming to the UK next? This is going to be the event that we're doing this year in the US. Look, we're all in on this, and this is exciting, and we really are. We're trying to leave the live stream tickets open. Everyone in other countries, snatch those up. They're going to sell. They're going to sell out. And listen, we truly need everyone's support. Like, everyone that's part of this amazing tribe, we ask you to support this. No man, no woman is an island. And by selling this show out, it will continue to give us the blueprint to be able to come to other states and keep going to other countries. And we need you all to support us. And look, we over-deliver. We're all about that. We're gonna bring the results. This is going to be next level phenomenal. But imagine this bad boy sold out. 1,500 people in there. Four of us speaking. The music changing lives. I look forward to meeting so many of you in person. So click the link. It's going to be here in the show notes. It's going to be on Facebook. Get your tickets now. We would never put out anything that sucks. This is about changing lives. And we all need your amazing support. Let's do this. Let's sell this bad boy out. This is another example of manifesting your dreams to that next level. And listen, everyone. Listen to me. This is so important. We were talking about the lion. A lot of you, you're in the jungle right now, right? You're in those uncharted waters, the uncharted territories, and you're going through it. Maybe you're in that fight right now. You're getting cut up. You're bleeding. You're scared. I'm telling you, don't give up. This is when you don't give up. You can re-strategize, but you continue to move forward, onward and upward. Yes, that lion will beat you down, but you can get back up and get back into the arena. I promise you, continue to get yourself around others that challenge you to grow. Never give up. Never settle. Keep elevating beyond.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it? Covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.